What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. Okay, let's be honest. Paying off debt is something that is so freaking stressful because there's so many different strategies. It's hard to know exactly what to do. Am I right? So today's Five Tip Friday is all about debt tips to paying it off even more quickly. Tip number one, know your numbers. Guys, this one is such a critical thing, and there's so many people that have no clue how much debt they have or what the interest rate is or what the minimum payment actually is. So know your numbers, pull out an Excel spreadsheet, grab a paper and pen, it doesn't matter what your strategy is, and write down what the debt is. So write down the debt name, the account balance, the interest rate, and the minimum payment, and just include the due date as well. So just have all of your numbers in front of you so then you can figure out what strategy you buy into most. Tip number two, if you're wondering what strategy I recommend, I'm a big, big fan of the debt snowball. So the debt snowball is where you pay the minimum on every single one of your debts, except for the smallest debt. That one you put a little bit extra money towards. So if you have an extra $100 to put towards the debt, you put it all on that smallest debt, not necessarily the highest interest rate. So don't confuse the two. And that's how it works. So then once you pay off this small debt, then you get a quick win. You're more excited about your plan. And then you can take that entire amount that you're putting towards the smallest debt towards the next smallest debt. And just like a snowball, you keep rolling and rolling, and pretty soon that debt is gone in no time. It really does work, so give it a try. Tip number three, if you're trying to pay off debt, especially if you're trying to pay off debt aggressively, you've got to find a side hustle. Nobody likes to hear this, but it's really true. You will not get really amazing results unless you are hustling. You've got to have an extra source of income to bring in so that you can put it more towards your debt. So it's a really big deal. If you're not sure on what side hustle to listen to or which one to try out, then honestly, I mean, do a little bit of soul searching, figure out what's going to be right for you longer term. But I'm a big fan of just taking stuff around your house and selling it online. So Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace is really up and coming. There's an app called Let Go. I mean, there's so many different ways. So make sure that you are trying to side hustle, and selling stuff around your house is the easiest way to go because you already have it. You don't have to buy anything. And all you have to do is take a couple pictures and post it online. So it's pretty easy stuff. Okay, tip number four to paying off debt. Guys, you've got to go in sprints. So when you're looking at your debt progress, especially if you're looking at say $30,000 in debt, which was exactly what I was facing. I had $30,000 in student loans. And frankly, if I looked at it as, okay, I've got to pay off 30 grand, I would have been so stressed out and so overwhelmed. So instead of what I would do is I would break it into like little tiny chunks. So I would say, I'm in a sprint and I'm going to pay off $5,000 as fast as I could. And I would do that. And then once I paid off $5,000, the next thing I was focusing on was the next $5,000. And so by viewing it that way, by really looking at it in chunks and sprinting towards those smaller chunks of debt, it really helped me mentally not get exhausted. It helped keep me focused. And so I think that's a really great way to go too. It's not a forever thing. Sprints are very designed to be very quick. It's not going to be a forever thing at all. So keep that in mind too when you start to feel a little bit exhausted. This is just a temporary phase in your life. Tip number five, our final tip, cut back on unnecessary things. I know, right? It's like no more coffee, cut out eating out, all of these things that we hear and we know we should do if you're trying to pay off debt aggressively, but it still hurts. It's not fun to hear that kind of stuff. But it really is important. If you want results, you've got to cut out stuff that you don't really need. It's not fun, but it's true. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining in. If you've liked this episode, make sure you leave a review and subscribe to the show. I am so grateful for you listening in, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye.